RTE2FM. Last Friday, he was in with Jen with a big grin on him before heading off to Ballina to see Joe Biden. And as this kicked off...
Please welcome a son of Ballina and the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden.
As the Dropkick Murphys kicked in, Leon Diop was on the telly in the background. He has safely returned from Mayo and he is on the phone to me now. He's of the Black and Irish podcast, which is absolutely brilliant and doing loads more episodes at the moment. He's on the line now to tell me all about it. Leon, how are you?
Afric, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? More to the point, because you were all over the telly on Friday.
Yeah. it was absolutely amazing. I'm not going to lie, I'm still a bit starstruck. I came home at about 2 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Got into bed and pretty much was just like, you know, oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Come here, give us for people who might have missed you on Friday, just give a reminder of how you got the nod to go to the big event in Ballina on Friday.
Oh yeah, got the tap on the shoulder. Yeah, that was brilliant. we were just contacted by the US Embassy, who we've like been in contact with before. A person there called Sinead, she's brilliant. Over their partnerships, reached out and was like, look, we'd love to have you up in Ballina for the speech. So I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Got a group together, got on a bus, driven by a fellow called Thomas Kennedy, who's an absolute legend. you know, had the tunes going the whole way down.
Good, so I was going to ask you,
Yeah. And that's it. Then we had an amazing experience down there.
So, was it hectic to kind of organize? Like, were you kind of all over the place on Friday, or were you on Thursday or Friday, or was it all okay once you were on the bus and everything?
Yeah, well, I got told at the start of the week, and
brilliant.
To be honest, I had to just drop everything.
Yeah,
because I was like, right, I need to get a few people who, you know, are contributing to the community, are involved in like the universities. I wanted to get a good mix of people to go down, and I managed to get it together. But it was like everything else was just dropped for the whole week. The bus down was great though, because it was just like such a mad mix of people.
The weirdest school tour ever, I'd say. Like, oh,
that's it. Yeah,
oh,
nah. Brady Bunch.
Yeah, exactly. Come here, the speech, the place was absolutely jammed. The cathedral looked amazing. As it got dark, that was when it looked, you know, looked really, really special. Tell us about the speech. What was the buzz like before Joe Biden took the stage?
Oh yeah, so like Ballina was absolutely hopping. Like it was absolute bedlam down there. And like, you know, the queue to get in, where I think there was about like 10,000 people in that queue, because I looked down and I couldn't even see the end of it. So, it was cool because we got brought in to like collect wristbands and stuff, and then we were brought out to like a little holding area. And then Sinead came in, gave us like a bit of a briefing saying, listen, you're going to go through airport security now. Make sure you don't have anything on you that's like any, you know, contraband or anything like that.
Sure, yeah.
So we were going through security and stuff, and like I had my phone bank, like a charger on my
the battery bank.
And they're like, what's this? What do you have here? I'm like, it's a portable charger. I'm so sorry. I was able to bring it through though, so it was fine. And then so we were brought like side stage. We got to see the academic, the Coronas, Chieftains. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Mary Robinson was there. Read a poem as well. I absolutely adore Mary Robinson.
Myself
and my girlfriend are like huge fans of her. But anyways, so then it was time for Joe Biden's speech. So we were brought back to this room. All our phones were taken off us. And then we were like brought in a single file towards the stage. And then we started to see the motorcade come in. And I know we've like all seen it on the news and stuff like that, but when you see it in person, it is insane. Like the amount of cars, huge jeeps, like three minibuses of people and staff. It's just crazy.
RTE got this amazing shot of Marine One flying the helicopter, flying like past the camera as it was sort of like trained on the cathedral. It was just like the show was kind of spectacular, like with the entrance music and everything. It was like WWE.
It was a WWE entrance. That's exactly it. Like it came out like wrestling. Like the crowd lost their minds. Like they were going absolutely crazy. Like jumping up and down, flags going 90 and stuff like that. And we were obviously up on this little like stage behind them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there was a couple of speeches performed. The mayor of Ballinagh gave a speech. Taoiseach was there as well. He gave a speech. But then when Joe came out, it was just like the crowd just went up
bananas.
The
I loved the he makes me nervous when he starts jogging around the stage. And he does that sometimes. It's just kind of like,
oh yeah, he was
Joe,
yeah,
slow
yeah,
down. Slow down, Joe. He's
flying it. Do you know what I mean? A little, I couldn't, if I did that, I'd be out of breath. Like, do you know what I mean? So,
exactly. What did you make of the speech?
I thought the speech was cool. Like, he was talking about his family and stuff like that, and how his great great grandfather was one of the like people who had contributed to building the cathedral that was behind us. So that was really cool. Then he was talking about like some geopolitical things and talking about how we like need to band together and support Ukraine and stuff like that, and how Ireland has been really kind of strong in that sense, and you know, that was really cool as well. Like the speech was amazing. Like it really was, and like people were absolutely loving it the whole way through, so it was great.
Did it strike you that it was kind of the start of the re-election campaign?
Oh, you're putting me a bit on the fire.
Because I tell you,
like,
Leon, it struck me that was what it was. So, like, I was like, this feels like he's kicking something off here, you know, even if he hasn't set it out right, you know?
Yeah, and, like, that would definitely resonate with his Irish fan base in the US as well, like, for sure.
Tell us, you got home, what, 2 a.m. Saturday morning?
Oh, 2 a.m., yeah. And fair play again to Thomas Kennedy, our bus driver. Like, he put on, like, an absolute masterclass of driving that bus. Like, got us home in record time. We got home at 2 o'clock. I collapsed into the bed. I was, like, exhausted. But, like, overall, it was amazing. Like, another thing that was actually a bit mad was the Secret Service that was there.
Those
dudes are scary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even when they're doing, like, regular things, it's, like, it's still terrifying. One of them like made eye contact with me, and I like averted my gaze immediately.
I started
staring up at the sky.
It's like when you start, if for some reason you're chatting to a guard, you start talking, you start acting like you've committed like a murder.
Start confessing everything.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, like it was like a confession box again.
Exactly.
Jesus, like it was mad.
Leon, really appreciate you coming on. Were you buzzing over the weekend then?
Oh, absolutely buzzing. No, it was the best. Like it was really cool. Seeing all the media and stuff like that was around it. And it's important for us, like, in Black and Irish to, you know, be present. Like, when international media is coming to town to show the bits of diversity that we have in this country.
Definitely.
You know, and be part of it as well. So, yeah, it was great.
I'm delighted. I'm so thrilled for you. I hope your family has it recorded on every skybox and every phone going like, come here. I really appreciate it, Leon. There's new episodes of Black and Irish. If people aren't familiar with it, where can they find it?
Sure, yeah. So you can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts or the RTE Radio Player app.
Brilliant.
New episodes are going to be coming out soon. So definitely check it out.
Leon, really appreciate it. It's Leon Diop, founder of Black and Irish. And thanks, Emil, for taking the call. We'll chat to you again soon for sure, all right?
Chat to you soon, Africa. Thanks.
Thanks, Leon. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.